Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college, just not about this show.
Yes, it's the regular guys, random thoughts, married at first sight, recap. I don't even know what episode this is. I did hear that there's five more weeks left, so I hate you.
It's episode 10, so come on. We've been doing this for 10 weeks. You love it. And I've even saw some people comment and say, Terrell is really starting to love the show. And they can see it in your face that you are indeed loving the show.
No.
Look, so much to get into this week, man. But before we get to it, just for those who are catching this for the first time, I want you to understand why Terrell is you know, resisting admitting that he's loving the show. So here's the deal. Terrell's not a real reality TV person at all, right? Me, I got into it because of work, and I've always watched reality TV. But he made this deal with the devil a while back. I'm not sure exactly when, but whatever it was he said, I will not watch The Bachelor until they have a black bachelor. ABC says, hold my beer. Enter Matt James. And lo and behold, he's stuck watching The Bachelor. Well, me being the great friend that I am, what do? I watch it along with him, and I suffer through that shitty show. Well, now, as payback, and not really payback, it's only payback because he doesn't like reality TV, he has to watch one of the shows that I like, and that is Married at First Sight. Here we are, season 13, episode 10.
Viva la Resistance!
Here's the great thing, too. I'm a great judge of character as well, hence our friendship. But also, I said, Johnny and Bao, let's start there, that they were the couple, and you have seen some things that you've got to go ahead, grit your teeth and say, Yanni, you are right.
Sorry. Yanni, you were right about Bao. I was wrong. Bao is the one that, once that freak button was pushed.
I told you.
You were 100% right. I was quite surprised.
Saw it in her
eyes. But did you catch when Johnny was like, you know, it's a little vanilla? Did you catch that?
The look of her, because she was like, it was intense. And I'm like, dang, go ahead, Johnny. He definitely hit the button. And then he was like, yeah, it was kind of vanilla. But I think his thing of vanilla was like, oh, it was, you know, it was missionary, or it was doggy style, you know. It wasn't swinging from the chandelier. Well, I mean, you don't want to do that from the get-go. I mean, you'll run out of shit to do after a while.
It could be. But I'll admit, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. And Bao called it out. She's like, I think we should do it at least every day.
Yes.
Not every other day. And I'm just like, go ahead on. Like, if a woman told me, like, we need to have sex every day, I'm going to start doing some push-ups. That'll motivate me to go to the gym. It seemed bumpy for me in the beginning. I thought they were more business partners than lovers, but apparently. And keep in mind, I am also thinking with reality TV, it ebbs and flows. Because at one point, Bao and Johnny were the bad couple.
Right.
And then now they're magical. So I don't know, but I will say that I was wrong about Bao. Bao, if you watch this, I apologize.
Well, you know, so here's the other thing, too. This is the time that you want to be on that good, that upswing, because, you know, you're right. It is the ebbs and flows. It is a roller coaster, but you want to be on an upswing heading into decision day. And yeah, they're a couple weeks away from it, but still, I think they're in a great place. And this is what I expected to see from them.
When Johnny brought out the making the bed together, when it went to that, I think maybe what Johnny struggles with is, like, Bao is going to, like, run him.
Yeah,
she seems like the alpha female in the group, and I think that's what's bothering Johnny, because he's like, I thought we were gonna do this together.
Yeah,
and she's just like, yeah, there's two more pillows there, and what you want to do is you want to tuck it under there. I'm gonna go brush my teeth. I'll come back and check on you. That's management.
Yeah, she knows how to not get her hands dirty and do anything. Yeah. But I like the fact that he called her out though. Remember, early on in the season we said that he was sharing too much. No, he shared just enough, and he called her out. He's like, no. Like earlier today, you did this, and that show we did together was a 2.5, because you just basically supervised me doing this, and you snuck your way back to do your makeup so you wouldn't have to make the bed. And I like the fact that he did that, because now she knows.
So that's what marriage is like. It's about communication and expressing how you feel and listening to how the other person feels.
I'm
learning so much. Yeah. I'm learning so much.
aren't you glad you're watching the show now?
I'm taking mad notes.
Well, notes we could also take from is Ryan and Brett, because Ryan is obviously living in Hollywood thinking that it's all waiting for those butterflies to kick in. And I get it. That's what you want. I mean, you watch the movies and Hollywood makes you feel that way. Like, that's how you know. You know, your toes tingle, your fingers tingle, your heart flutters. I mean, sometimes you just gotta go for it.
Yeah, but I still stand by what I've said about Ryan. He's not attracted to her. Mm-hmm. That's what it boils down to. She's a beautiful woman, and there's people that you can say, that's a beautiful woman. I wouldn't date her, but she's mm-hmm. beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what Ryan is saying, is that you're attractive, but I'm just not feeling it. Now, to me, the shitty thing that Ryan did is, that's the first time she's hearing about this in front of
yes.
whatever her name was. And I'm like, yeah, why haven't you just told her
the
that?
The non-expert, yeah.
Yeah, why haven't you just told her that compared to, think about Bao and Johnny, they have a lot, they've been having a lot of these communications. Ryan's not saying anything, but on the flip side, I kind of understand Ryan because he knows he's not interested and not attracted to her. Mm-hmm. You don't want to tell somebody that, right? I mean, how jacked up is that if somebody's like, Yanni, you're great, you're awesome, you're funny, you're not cocky, you're really friendly to everybody, you're not rude to anyone.
I am, exactly.
I'm just not interested. I'm just not into you. Like, that hurts.
The fuck?
Right? But I mean, I'm just saying that hurts. It's just saying, hey, there's nothing wrong with you. Mm-hmm. I'm just not attracted to you. And I think that's a hard thing for any man to say to somebody, is that you're awesome and I think you're beautiful, but I'm not sexually attracted to you.
It's hard for any man or any woman to say it, and I say that because we as human beings love to say, I just want to know the truth. Just tell me, until you are told the truth and they just tell you. And then that usually causes a problem. And again, it's like the difference between Bao and Johnny is that they had that over-communication, right? Even when he said, you know, sometimes you're a little childish. I watched that tantric sex exercise and went, if you thought Bao was childish, Jesus Christ. Come on, Brett. What are you doing? I mean, if I'm Ryan, I'm like,
well, but Brett was already feeling like that she's been rejected, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel like that type of, you know, and women, hit me up in the comments if you think I'm wrong. But I feel like that sting hurts women more than it hurts men, because men, we're simple. You don't like me. Our attitude is, well, then F you then. And I'm going to go find somebody else. Mm. Right. But for women, it's like, hey, I'm doing all these things and I have all this. You don't like me. That hurts, right? And so I don't know. I mean, I understand where Ryan's coming from. I think he's handled it wrong. But I don't fault Brett for her feelings, because I don't see why she would feel wanted
yeah.
after he's saying all that. And mm-hmm. he's going to go stay at his house for a couple days. Like, the moment you're staying that away, you're totally checked out.
What is wrong with these men on the show? Why are you constantly going back? Look, listen here, non-experts. This is what you need to do. And that's your new name from here on, because the experts wouldn't have matched any of these couples together except Johnny and Bao. listen here, non-experts. Stop letting them keep their keys, okay? They should not be allowed to just go back home. No. Yep. If this is supposed to be this is it, then you put them in there and let's go. Like you did it before, when you didn't put them in an apartment complex, you put them in a house that they had to go and find themselves, and they had to go looking for houses. Get back to that if that's what you need to do. I know you're getting a better deal now, but take away these keys. This running home shit that the guys are doing, because, yeah, Ryan did that, and I think Zach did it as well, too. You guys got to stop this running home crap. Man up. Stay yeah. there and work through it.
Agree 100%. It's like on Big Brother. You can't be like, you know what? Y'all tripping. I'm going to go back to my house. I'll be back tomorrow. That's not how it works. And I think with marriages, from what I've learned from a lot of people who are married, you just mm-hmm. can't walk away like that.
No.
You got to stay in, have the conversation, have the dialogue. So I agree with you 100% on what you're saying.
We kind of seesawed on this next couple, right? We were all Team Gil. Then Gossip Gil showed up and we decided to go Team Merla. At the start of this episode, I realized that they became the boring couple. You know, that was Ryan and Brett before, and then Gil and Merla took over the boring couple. And then as the episode went on, you saw some other things develop. And I saw some women on Twitter saying, you know, asking, why is the kiss such a big deal for Gil? And I'm like, if you were in a relationship, a marriage, not even just a relationship, but a marriage with a man who didn't want to kiss you, you'd have a problem. Because every woman knows kissing is intimate.
100%. And after today's episode, I'm actually rooting for them. Mm-hmm. But I do have concerns with Merla's deal with intimacy. And I think anybody I would ever date or be involved with, intimacy is super important to me. Mm-hmm. And so if they were, I wouldn't date a girl that wouldn't kiss me for 3 weeks, alone be married to someone that I'm with day in and day out for 3 weeks and you still won't kiss me. No. And if intimacy is an issue, that much of an issue for her, get some therapy, get some counseling, talk through it. But you just can't expect a guy just to sit around and, when I'm ready, I'll kiss you. Nobody wants to do that. And that's not fair to him. I mean, it's not fair mm-hmm. to him. It's great that he's talked about it, but whatever her issues are from her past that makes her make a man wait 3 weeks for a freaking peck, mm-hmm. you need to lay on a couch and talk to somebody about those issues.
I will say, she did say that she needed somebody with patience. She did get that. But I also have to salute Gil, who has been bending backwards for her over and over again, and you know, just constantly you know, remolding himself to what she wants, as opposed to her, who's just like no with everything. She does not bend, she refuses to break. But for him, I like the fact that he finally stood up and goes, all right, here's the deal. Two things. He said, if we haven't kissed by decision day, we're definitely not staying married. And he stuck to his guns on that. But the other thing was, he said, I'm not gonna try anymore. Because if you keep shooting me down, this is going to go the completely opposite way. And so he stopped and he said, when it's time for us to kiss, you're going to have to do it. And I respect him for that, because, again, we hadn't seen him really man up to do it. And we know he's a man's man. He's a firefighter. He's doing all that stuff. But he needed to do that with her. And I'm glad he did.
I'm glad he did, too. But here's my issue with Merla. You're punishing Gil for what someone else did to you.
Yeah.
And a lot of women do that. You're mm-hmm. holding the next person accountable for some shit that some other bum did to you. Gil's not doing that. He actually married you sight mm-hmm. unseen. Mm-hmm. And that shows a whole lot. And people are sexual beings. And so when women say, well, I want to take my time because I don't want a guy that's only wanting sex. Okay, ladies, heads up. Every guy wants sex from you. It's just there's certain ones who are going to put in more time to get to that point. But no guy wants to be with you for 3 weeks and you've not even kissed him on the lips, not mm-hmm. even a peck. Nobody would want that. And why would they? And why should they have to suffer that long because you have issues from someone else that cheated on you? Mm-hmm. And so now you're going to hold Gil accountable for this. That I think that's just crazy. That's why I say she needs therapy.
Well, I'll say this. If they don't make it, you know, they've tried to play up the whole difference in finances thing. I think that if they do happen, and they probably won't, but if they consummate the marriage before decision day, we're going to find out that she is who you thought Bao was. I think he's going to be so disappointed. Be like, oh, hell no. We had sex for the first time last night. Today's decision day. And I'm out. I'm done.
Oh, no. I don't see it being awesome. But to your point, you always argue, you got to hit that right freak button, and every woman has it according to you. So maybe Gil just has to figure that out for her.
Merla, if Merla doesn't have it, hers is a credit card.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he doesn't have that.
If Johnny's description, if I could describe what a person looks like to Johnny's description of vanilla sex, it's Merla. Don't mess my hair up. Don't mess my makeup up. And I need to be asleep in 15 minutes. Go.
Are you done yet?
Yeah. I'll give you 5 pumps. it's like that owl with the Tootsie Roll roll-up, Tootsie Roll pop. One, two.
Oh, my God. You know, on the complete opposite end of the spectrum of waiting, you know, a lifetime to get a peck, not even a kiss, but a peck. Zach and Michaela, you know, they got it on. They were the first couple to get it on, and then they decided to go that other route, which you knew mm-hmm. was going to happen. And I got to say this. I didn't think I would ever be saying this, but am I team Michaela now? I mean, seriously, Zach is just doing way too much. How do you go home? You plan a movie night. You go home to get your Apple TV and stay there. Doesn't show back mm-hmm. up.
So here's what I realized about Zach. And I remember I told you a few episodes ago, I was like, there's something about this dude. I can't believe it.
From the beginning,
you
said that, yep.
And mm-hmm. I figured it out. He's like a sociopath. So what he's doing is making it seem like it's Michaela's fault.
Yes.
That he's like feeling this way. And he keeps going back to the moment that she blew up. Now, she's worked on that. She's telling him, hey, let's talk to me. Mm-hmm. He keeps bringing that up and about how it makes him feel and all that. Mm-hmm. And so what he's doing is, instead of just telling her, hey, I'm totally checked out of this, he's making it seem like she's wrong for how she behaved. Then also makes her feel bad for her feeling bad that he's upset that she's wrong. That's some sociopathic behavior that he's doing. And you know, I'm team Michaela now, even though in the beginning when we saw previews of her slamming doors and all that, I get why Zach is on a whole nother level, but he's totally done. He's totally checked out. I think he's just kind of going through the motions.
Yeah.
But how do you be that hot and heavy in the beginning? And then now one thing that she did, you will not let go and you keep putting it in her face. Like, Zach's wrong.
So two things. He's got PTSD, and my wife used to joke with me on that about certain things. Right, you got PTSD, and for him, it's in that sense, because he said that that's the kind of relationship that he was in before. So for him, it's like, well, that's a fundamental character flaw in you. And the fact that he said that to her is crazy, because he goes, "I'm not saying that what you did was wrong." No, she's telling you what she did was wrong, right?
Yep.
So you don't want to place blame because you don't want her to blow up on you again. I'm gonna tell you honestly, I'm so ready for her to just blow up, because I know it's his fault now. I know whatever she does next, it's his fault, because the fact that he's holding on to this for so long and like, well, it's not your fault, you know, but I just feel it's a fundamental part of you and you're not giving her a chance to change. Here's the problem. She started a relationship with you based on who she's dealt with before. Just like the reason that you're reacting this way is because of the way of the relationships you were in before. But he refuses to acknowledge and then sits down at the table and cries. I'm like, what the hell are you crying for? And then she tries to console him. I give Michaela her props. She's definitely trying. She's very passionate. And this is the thing. We talked about her in the beginning and said that she's one of those people that, Michaela, the Hurricane Michaela. But she's passionate and she's trying. And the reason we're going to see the blow up is because she's trying. And he's not reciprocating any of it. And I can't wait for that moment. Please hurry up.
Yeah, and she will totally be correct in how she flips out. But that's the thing that he's doing. Like, that whole crying thing, that's to make her feel bad. She has apologized multiple times. And I think in his dating world, and I think that's what I've learned more about this show. In a dating scenario, it's easier for you to walk away the moment you see something you don't like. Mm-hmm. Rather than saying, hey, I noticed this about you and I don't really like it, and you talk through it.
Yep.
But it's easy just to walk away, but you're freaking married.
Yeah.
And instead of talking about this and him, because he's doing some twisted shit, because he's acting like he wants to talk about it and talk through it, but he doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's already made his mind up, and I'm just like, that's so unfair to poor Michaela. But I've switched. I've switched, like, you know, team Michaela now, but Zach is on a whole nother level.
I will say, so what you just said about the relationships is exactly why I liked the show when I first saw it. And I was like, because the things that you see in people that you're like, oh, and you'd walk away from, and they do that to people, because now you're married, you can't just walk away, right? So I think that's what's so intriguing about the show to me, right? That's what I like about Married at First Sight. And it's the thing that, because we're so quick to run, pack and run. We see this, the sign we don't like, let's go. And you're right. So I love the fact that you've seen that, and because this is exactly what drew me into the show in the first place. I think, to be quite honest, they don't make it. Michaela, whoever she dates next, is going to get the best version of her. Because he has forced her to work on her communication, and instead of blowing up and, you know, you got that motherfucking lie, you know, to okay, well, I just want you to know, I didn't feel good about you canceling our date. You know, that Michaela, if she can get that balance right, now whoever she dates next is going to get the better version. It's like when women date Future, you know, Ciara dated Future, then she married Russell Wilson, you know, you know, Lori Harvey dated Future, now she's got Michael B. Jordan. So that's what Zach is. Zach is Future now, and Michaela is going to be better after dating Zach, and that's what this is going to boil down to.
I would totally agree with that, and I hope after this show, I don't believe they're going to work out either, but I hope that Michaela finds that right person that she's, and she's learned some stuff about herself when she watches these episodes and be like, that's how I come across.
Yep.
Cause I think she's stunningly gorgeous.
Yes.
And she's smart. Now that whole lashing out and how she handles that, I think she can check that as long as the man is like communicating saying, hey, you're coming at me hot over something this small. But Zach is doing big things.
Yes.
You know, so the to your point, I'm going to go get my Apple TV. I'll be right back. Hey, you know, it's late. I don't think I should drive out over there. That's what, you know, I mean, I'm just like, why? Just tell her you don't want to be with her. But you can, obviously, because there's 5 more weeks of this bullshit. So I get it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of bullshit, Jose and Rachel, man. First of all, the first thing I noticed when they popped up on the screen, they were talking with the non-expert, is that Rachel does not like sex with Jose. Did you peep that?
Yes, I saw that. I saw that. She's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Up. 2 thumbs up. I mean, if I have sex with anybody and they look at me and they go, good job. Yeah, no, I was terrible. No guy wants somewhere to like. I've given a high five after sex because I mean that could be awesome. But if a girl looks at me and is like, "That was good," you're lying to me.
Now when they leave you a note and you wake up the next morning, there's a note. You know, thank you for a great night. Now that tells you it was a good. And she's not leaving Jose any notes at all.
Yeah, no, it's good.
And second thing I noticed. And I'm going to just say this, and I know you have a lot to say about it. Jose's a bitch. Jose is a bitch. Chingao, Jose. You're a pendejo. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Wow. You went all bilingual. So here's the thing, and I want to make sure I say this, and this is where you need to look at me and say I'm right, that Jose has that machismo Latin thing.
Yes.
And he's in charge. He runs everything. He's he's very dominant in that relationship.
Or wants to be.
Or wants to be, right?
Yeah.
Now, I get it. She called him by the wrong name. And he thinks that because she's cheated before, she's going to cheat again.
Yeah.
What I didn't like about that whole situation is, A, you accidentally locked her out. That's a lie. B, you were talking with the fellas and like making it seem like Rachel was a problem when you totally disrespected her. Like,
oh my God.
All that cussing around, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. Yeah.
And you're doing that in front of the producers and all that. I mean, I don't believe any, and I know married couples, I'm not married. I don't shoot beams of light out of my hand, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's no way that I would want to be that disrespectful to someone that I love and cussing them out like that. That's just ridiculous. And then you lock her out of your house. He's super controlling and he's very manipulative. And I don't see this working. I thought that they were going to be the one couple out of all. I was like, right there, they're good. But that dude has some anger management issues, some control issues. He's also somebody that needs counseling.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And think about this. They're in an apartment that neither of them are paying for. And he's telling her to get out. They're in an apartment, not in the house that he.
No, that's his house. That was his house he kicked her out of.
That was the apartment.
No, that's his house. They've been staying at his house.
Because they're in the apartment, because she went to the other apartments. That was the apartment.
Yeah, but you see how big that kitchen was when they were arguing and they had the producer sitting there who had the weird eyeliner that she's on some other level.
It's the apartment.
That's the apartment. I thought that was his house. Because it looked like the same kitchen when they invited people over to his house. Because remember the people saw his budget and everything on the wall.
No, because he brought his budget. He brought his budget over to the house for that. But they have to stay in the apartment. So they're staying in the same apartment building.
You're right, because she went knocking on Merla's door and Michaela's door and all that. And you're always modest.
Go ahead and say that again.
You're always modest. That's what I've really admired about our friendship is that you're so modest and humble. And I've learned so much about being a better person just by being next to you through osmosis.
Look, I want to say, though, kudos to Rachel for not taking his shit.
Yes.
Because when he cursed her out, I mean, calling her out of her name and you know, get the fuck out and all this other shit, I love the fact that she's like, hold up, nobody is going to talk to me like that. And I love the fact that she carried that same energy the next day when he was like, hey, so how's your day? No, hold up. We're not going to act like last night didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
And then she even said, my mother and my father would never forgive me if I allowed anybody to talk to me like that. I love that.
Yes, I did too.
I love it. I love the fact she stood up and it was just like, him, he was just so nonchalant, and he wanted her to grovel for him because she made a simple mistake and called him by another name, which I like the fact that the guys, when he told that bullshit story, they all called him on his bullshit, and they all stood there were like, she said Johnny. It's Jose. It's Johnny. What the hell? And they just kind of, they put it out there, and those guys checked him to the point that he had to really question himself or look like he was questioning himself. I and the fact that he tried to turn everything on her, where she said, here's a letter I wrote 2 weeks ago. Oh, but you kept that up. That's the problem. And this, and then you want to walk away, and you're just trying to leave. Come on, dude. Leave. If you got little man syndrome, say that. That's why she doesn't have sex, by the way.
Yeah. No, he's a mess, because maybe that's why she made him throw those condoms, those magnums away. He's like, you're not going to fit those. Just throw those away.
Nope.
let's just make the baby. Forget it. Let's just make the baby with what you got. I'm fine.
This
with
one's
it.
For you.
Yeah. but here's the thing that I really wish Jose would get out of this is when people are angry, they resort to a certain behavior. Now, you could even say, you know what, I'm working on myself, I'm doing positive things, but when shit hits the fan, you go back to what you know. And so Rachel's, to me, her concern is, okay, what if something else pops up? Is he going to cuss me out like that in front of people and lock me out the house?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's his house. And for him, he feels like, I have this great credit score, I have these two houses, I'm doing well financially, you should be worshiping at my feet. And that's not what it's about. You know, some women don't care. And at the beginning, to me, Rachel wasn't worried about that. She thought it was an advantage that he's that financially knowledgeable, that she can learn some stuff. But the way he talked to her and disrespected her in their first fight, like your first time fighting, it's if you get it and I'm locking you out the house, that's abusive behavior.
Very abusive. And the fact that the next day he was not remorseful about anything.
Exactly.
And she's like, what is it that I have? She said, and she called him out on it and then said, tell me a time when you were accountable for anything. And he couldn't.
Right.
Because he's never been. And that says everything. And I think kudos to her. I love the fact, because you thought in this sense that, you know, he's going to have that machismo and that she's going to be docile and follow along with him. No. She's like, I'm not dealing with that shit. Just like she wasn't about to just, I don't want to give up my accounts yet. Smart woman. Yep. Don't do that immediately. You could do one joint account and keep your own, because you know what? That kind of man, you don't need to be around. And that's the kind of person, when you see that kind of behavior, you're just like, girl, blink twice if you need help. We got you.
For that to have happened, I mean, factor in 3 weeks in.
Yeah.
Spending every day together for 3 weeks and y'all's first argument, and that's what he goes to.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because of his insecurity? Now he doesn't trust her, so he's going to be someone every day. Where's your phone?
Yeah.
Let me see your text messages.
Exactly.
We're going to have a joint Facebook account. Like, I always laugh at people that have joint Facebook accounts. You know, Steve and Susan, you know, Sanders. I'm like, why are y'all doing that? Well, because you don't trust each other.
Hey, if it works for them. I mean, I've got a little one, so, you know, she's always in her mommy's phone. Like, so I love it. I've got my own spy. That's daddy's girl. She knows who she's doing. That phone blinks. She's like, who's that, mommy?
She's a second. What's all this here?
Who that man, Harpo?
Yeah.
But look, on a serious note, man, and I just got to say this when it comes down to Jose and the whole thing, and just for any man as a whole, and actually, not just as a man, but I say it as a man first, because as a man, you really have to learn how to own up to your mistakes, right? And acknowledge your part in making shit worse.
Yep.
And we've all done that. I mean, I know I've had my times when I've been in outside of my own body and done shit and said shit that I shouldn't have done, right? But you got to learn how to acknowledge that. And that's what growing is. And that's what growth is. Mm-hmm. And that's where Zach looks at Mikhail and goes, she can't grow because he's stuck in, like, well, she's only going to be this age for this long. It can't be that way. There is growth, but you got to do it yourself too. And Michaela's doing that. Jose needs to do that because he's horrible at that. He has no accountability, doesn't think that he's done anything wrong, and his arrogance. Dude, you lucked up with that woman, and here's where you are now. And now, because of this, he's going to be right back where he started before the show began.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. I mean, he's just, and I'm hoping that more women in Houston are watching this to realize, oh, that's who he is. Nope, not going to get involved.
Yeah.
You know, because some people want to be clout chasers. And so if he winds up having some large social media following, he gets some ads and sponsors, people think it's going to be great. This dude is going to control you. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that the experts mm-hmm. and the producers, or whatever, set up some counseling for him, because that is the sign of an abuser.
Yeah.
That does that. If you love your wife, and I say this to any men that are listening, even though majority of the people that listen to us are women, but any man that thinks that, I don't care how long y'all been together, if you think to cuss your wife out like that is effective or the right thing to do, you need counseling too. And it's okay getting therapy. There's nothing wrong with getting therapy. But you got some anger issues, and you got to deal with that. But Jose, man, it just blew my mind. Like, I always thought he was a little, controlling. We talked about that when it's talking about finances and all that. But to see how he lashed out like that at her in front of people on camera where her family's going to see this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I was Rachel's dad, I can't wait to see this.
Oh, her dad and brother's going to see him.
Exactly. La raza. Hey, Jose. The posse up. Yeah. Hey, Holmes, why don't you come out here? We're just going to have a beer. We're having a little cookout. Why don't you come? Yeah. No, I mean, I'm so glad I don't have a sister, because if I had a sister and her boyfriend, husband did that, we'd have a big problem.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. I do have a sister. And, I'm very protective of my sister, so.
Yeah, no, we'd have a problem. And to me, like, there's not a conversation. And I'm not a big dude, so people looking at the show like, Terrell look like he can throw hands. I can't, but I got a gun, and I'll shoot you in the kneecap. You're going to have a permanent limp for cussing out my sister like that. Deal with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yep. No, trust me. I'm that way about all the women in my family.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was just crazy, but It's interesting. I see why people get caught up into this. It's still dumb. I still don't like it, but I understand why people get caught into it. And I think that the producers do a good job of making it ebb and flow for each couple.
Yeah.
Because you think everything's going well, then there's some drama. Mm-hmm. But still, this is dumb.
Well, we've got 5 more episodes to go. And, of course, the reunion. So we'll see.
Oh, we're doing the reunion too?
Yeah. Oh,
baby.
Hey, don't forget to check out our Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. The audio drops on Mondays, video drops on YouTube on Tuesdays, and of course, the Married at First Sight recaps, audio and video, on Wednesdays. And share us with your friends, man. Make sure you subscribe, make sure you hit the bell for notifications, and share us with your friends. And we've got more milestones to hit, a lot more coming up, and when we do, we'll be doing some more random giveaways.
Yeah, definitely. And for those that are listening, comment on these Married at First Sight recaps. Yanni and I are quick to respond, either laugh or comment back, but I want to hear your thoughts. What did you think of this week's episode? Who do you think is now going to make it? And has your mind been changed about Gil and Merla? I'm curious to hear what you think.
And are you like us? Hashtag Team Michaela.
Yeah. Now I'm going to. It's hashtag you a goddamn motherfucking lie. I'm with her.
And for Jose, ching cow. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yes, definitely. Send us some of your random thoughts or some of your bullshit. We'll talk about them on our regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.